This is the HopeCast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
My name is Brad, and this is your weekly calling. How have you been this week? I hope that this week is starting out amazing for you. You know, if you don't already, make sure you like and subscribe, follow this podcast, because we have a devotional every week dropped just for you. I love doing this. It's fun for me. Our network has a lot of great shows on it. So if you're interested in other types of shows, movies, Christian shows, this network is for you. And we want to encourage you to check out all the other content we have. Make sure you follow us on iTunes, Spotify. Give us 5 stars on Spotify and write us a review on iTunes or Apple Pod. That would be great. Now, I love when we get new listeners. And I want to give a shout out right now. We have a new listener here on your weekly calling, Lowell, my friend Lowell. He moved up here to Minnesota from Virginia, and this man is pretty boss. I love hanging out with him. I've gotten to know him since he moved up here, and it really encouraged me and uplifted me to share this devotional with you. And this week's devotional is titled, God is Already There. Moving to a new town has a strange way of shrinking your confidence. Suddenly, you don't know the streets, you don't know the people, and you don't know where you belong yet. What once felt familiar is gone, and everything feels temporary. In Genesis 12, God speaks to Abram and says something incredibly unsettling. Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. Notice what God doesn't say. He doesn't say, here's a map. He doesn't name the city, and he doesn't explain the timeline. He just says, go, and I'll show you later. And what does Abram do? He gets up and he goes. Let me tell you a real life story, and this real life story is me. You know, I once talked to my family. I'm like, we got to move because God's calling us to move to Minnesota from North Carolina. We were confident when we accepted it. We knew that this is where God wanted us to be. But once we got to the place where we were staying, we went from a big house, I mean, a modest house, not a big house, to a 2-bedroom apartment. We unpacked it and the adrenaline wore off. Reality hit. We don't know anybody. You know, it felt awkward. We were in a new church that we haven't been a part of ever. And the apartment sure didn't feel like home. And one night, I thought to myself, obedience should feel more peaceful than this. But a funny thing happened. After a few months, 4 or 5 months, we bought a house and something started to shift. You know, my son, Max, he was really struggling. He moved from elementary school, started middle school here. It was tough on him and it hurt me to see him hurt. Things started to shift. And instead of us waiting to feel settled, we decided to act like God had planted us here already. Because he did. We invited people over. We started hanging out with more people. And we did things to feel more connected. My wife started being intentional about who she spoke to. We stopped asking, is this where we're supposed to be? And we started saying, we're sent here for someone. Who are we sent to? And slowly, things started to change for us. Not because it became familiar, but because we became faithful and obedient to where God had moved us. Here's what we miss often. When God calls you to a new place, He's not following you there. He's already there waiting on you. In Scripture, God is almost never vague because He's unsure. He's vague because faith has to walk before clarity shows up. Israel followed a cloud. The disciples followed a voice. Abram followed a promise. Moving doesn't just relocate your address. It exposes where you find security. A new town strips away routine, reputation, and comfort. And in that empty space, God often asks a deeper question. Will you trust me without the familiar supports? So here's your challenge today. If you've moved, like my family, or like Lowell and his wife, or you're about to, stop waiting to feel at home. This week, take one intentional step. Introduce yourself to a neighbor. Join a growth group at your church. Pray over the street you live on by name. Serve before you feel settled. Don't wait for the town to embrace you. Choose to bless it first. Because home isn't just where you feel comfortable. Home is where you decide to be faithful. Let's pray. Dear God, I thank you for this day. I thank you for sending me to Minnesota. I thank you for sending Lowell to Minnesota. Lord, thank you for our church. Thank you for each listener that is listening. And I pray this week that we step out of that box and we join a group or we pray over our street. Lord, I pray for this week as people are listening. I pray you keep them safe in their travels. And I pray that you just guide us in our thoughts and our decisions this week. In your holy name, amen. My name is Brad, and that was your weekly calling.